Hello, my name is Clarence Price, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that the Boulevard Home Furnishings is having a January clearance. Not that everybody named Clarence has to clear out in January. Heck, I was halfway packed before the wife told me that it was the Boulevard that's moving out all of their merchandise at unheard-of prices to make room for the new stuff coming in. Boy, was I embarrassed. So anyway, all you Clarences, unpack your suitcase and skedaddle on down to the Boulevard January clearance sale. But you better hurry. Quantities are limited and the sale ends January 26th. The Boulevard. Tell them Clarence sent you.
Like to turn 16? Dating. Your own room. A driver's license.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? And $5?
The Boulevard Home Furnishings is turning 16, and you're invited to our Sweet 16 Anniversary Sale Celebration. There will be incredible store-wide savings, a drawing for a free Mitsubishi 40-inch big-screen TV, a free turkey with a purchase of $300 or more, and free apple cider and donuts. So grab a date, borrow back your car, and come pick out some furnishings at the Boulevard Sweet 16 Anniversary Sale.
Hey, son, can I borrow my car? And $5?
Dad!
I'm just kidding.
Boulevard Home Furnishing Sweet 16 Anniversary Sale lasts 2 days. Friday, November 2nd, 10 to 10, and Saturday, November 3rd, 10 to 6. The Boulevard Home Furnishings. Watch for our ad in the Wednesday and Friday Spectrum.
You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
The Boulevard Home Furnishings will not tell you about all the wonderful things they have on sale. They'll just wish you a happy holidays. Our thoughts turn to family and friends gathered together to share in the sights and sounds of this time of year, of Grandma sliding the turkey into a large capacity self-cleaning bacon broil oven, the kids laying out the fine china on the solid oak leaves store in the tabletop dining room set, Grandpa settles into his favorite Rocks Swivels reclines chair. Part of the family always gravitates towards the sleep sofa with a deluxe innerspring mattress and matching love seat in the living room, which is, by the way, handsomely appointed with brass lamps, assorted paintings and tables, and a sturdy entertainment center with a 110-watt stereo component system. The rest of the family is enjoying the game on the high-resolution big-screen television with stereo sound in a handsome oak cabinet, while someone records the goings-on with a compact camcorder with autofocus zoom lens. There, isn't that better? Happy Holidays from the Boulevard Home Furnishings.
Because of my field's history, I am deeply worried about the United States getting into a war of attrition. World War I started out to be a war that was going to last just 6 weeks and ended up in a war of attrition and destroyed all the people that started the war. So I've been very cautious and, you know, looking back at how things happen. On the other hand, I also can see that Hitler's aggression, we can now say very easily, should have been stopped and could have been. So I was caught between those two dilemmas, that I thought the aggression needs to be stopped or the message is bad for everybody. But I don't want to get into a situation where we're trying to fight 800 million Muslims. Those are the scary parts. It may be saying pretty clearly that technology has a bigger impact than we can imagine, but the hard part may yet be ahead of us.
Everyone knows how great the food is at Antolin's. What you may not know is that you can buy gift certificates for Christmas. It's the perfect gift for the person who has everything or is hard to please. Stop at Antolin's on the Boulevard at 300 East and buy yours. And when Christmas is over and you're ready to celebrate New Year's Eve, start it off with a delicious buffet at Antolin's. You can't find better food or atmosphere anywhere. Antolin's for gift certificates or New Year's Eve buffet. That's Antolin's.
You know, honey, I really don't hate to cook.
Then how can we eat fast food every night?
Because I really hate cleaning that old stove.
All stoves are hard to clean.
Whirlpool ranges and ovens are built to clean up easily. The cooktops lift up for easy cleaning, and Whirlpool has self-cleaning ovens that would do all the dirty work for me.
You mean I could have a real home-cooked meal?
And you wouldn't even have to help me clean up.
We're making your world a little easier.
Whirlpool makes it easier.
See Sunset Appliance and TV.
Good night. Great party.
Bet everybody loved my world-famous jalapeno dinner.
Anything's possible. Come on, honey, let's put these leftovers away.
Think there's room?
Well, you just watch what our new Whirlpool refrigerator can do. See? All these shelves move up and down. Even the shelves on the door of our Whirlpool refrigerator adjust so almost anything fits. Even this full bowl of your world-famous jalapeno dip.
You sure you put it on the table?
In your world, a little easier.
Whirlpool makes it easier for you.
See Sunset Appliance and TV.
Doug, this dinner's perfect. You went to so much trouble for me.
Not really. My Whirlpool microwave oven just...
Must have been hard to cook everything just right.
Not really.
But you watched. It kept turning the dish.
Not really. It's a Whirlpool microwave. Oh. It spreads the energy around so food cooks evenly. It even senses when the meal will be done and turns itself off.
Oh, it was that easy?
Not really. I did have to press the start button.
Really?
Making your world a little easier.
Whirlpool makes it easier for you.
See Sunset Appliance and TV.
Here's a job opening that's fun, close to home, and will make you rich. Are you enthusiastic, curious, energetic? Do you have a sense of humor and recognize the worth of every individual? Do you enjoy working with children? If so, this job's for you. Your neighborhood needs volunteer Girl Scout leaders. Sure, this job won't make you a millionaire, but it's well worth it. Call the Girl Scouts, 673-0535. We all know that it's tough growing up. Besides dealing with things like drugs and sex, today's girls are worrying about the same things we did. Does he like me? Will I be popular? The Girl Scouts are doing what they can, but they need help. They need you. For just a few hours a month, you can lead a Girl Scout troop and help lots of girls to grow up feeling better about themselves. Call the Girl Scouts, 673-0535.
Ebenezer! Ebenezer Scrooge!
Who's there?
It is I, the ghost of the Hardy House Past.
Oh no, not another
one! Oh yes, Ebenezer, and I've been wondering why you haven't been to the Hardy House to enjoy their $1.95 luncheon special.
I don't know.
Do you remember their homemade sourdough bread?
Yes.
And their delicious soups made daily?
Oh, yes.
You can almost taste all of the goodies coming from the Hardy House kitchen now, can't you, Ebenezer?
Yes, oh, yes.
And for $1.95, even a Scrooge can afford to dine at the Hardy House.
Jolly good idea. To the Hardy House I will go. I may even ask the Cratchits to join me.
And remember, make your reservations for New Year's Eve early. I'll be seeing you.
Yes, at the Hardy House. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Now, the rest of the story. History books tell us of an amazing military accomplishment at the turn of the 20th century, the defense of the town of Mafeking. And the story's hero is a British colonel named Robert, and the setting is the so-called Boer War, in which South Africans of Dutch descent squared off against the English. And to hear history tell it, this poor little tin-roofed African town called Mafeking, 650 miles north of Cape Town, was being attacked by Dutch-descended Boers. And a lone British colonel, Colonel Bob, rode to the rescue and, arriving in town, pledged to defend it against the terrible onslaught. There were 12,000 Boers. Colonel Bob would later guesstimate only a little over 1,000 defenders, and yet, battling a formidable foe in 12-to-1 odds, the valiant British colonel held on and held out, driving the bloodthirsty Boers back again and again for days, then weeks, and finally, after 7 months of stalwart defense, the enemy was crushed by relief columns from the British Army, and the tiny beleaguered town was saved. And that's the way history tells the story. Now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. The name Mafeking was accurately descriptive of the bleak region in which this trading settlement was located because it translates literally the place of stones. And yet the description rather misrepresents the town itself. Look at it for a moment. At the time of the siege, the town was only 14 years old, had a courthouse and a library, had a hospital and a convent, government offices and extensive railway workshops, had several hotels, had a market square and a Masonic hall and a branch of the Standard Bank and its own newspaper. Oh yes, four churches and a racetrack. So Mafeking was hardly a desolate outpost, nor was it all that small. There were roughly 7,000 residents, attacked in October 1899 by approximately 6,000 Boers, so if anybody was outnumbered, it was the attackers. And furthermore, it appears that fearless Colonel Bob spent most of his time in Mafeking going to concerts and theatrical performances and banquets and football games and cricket matches and horse races and agricultural shows and bicycle outings and beautiful baby contests. And did I mention the dances? I mean dances of all kinds, such as the beleaguered bachelor's ball. Not only did Colonel Bob attend these extravaganzas, he personally organized most of them, acted in the plays, handed out prizes at the pageants, did comic impressions and sang songs, still found time to play polo every Sunday. The only amazing military accomplishment was that anybody ever found any time to get shot at. Oh, sure, there were a bunch of Boers wasting their time nearby, lobbing shells in the general direction of the town, but by the colonel's own admission, such an attack often went on for hours with nobody noticing. You see, Colonel Bob was, well, he was a glory hound. He was an opportunist. He had hurried to the town of Mafeking and sat there for 217 days, turning it into a one-man show, sending scores of letters back to England describing all kinds of heroism, mainly his. And did his plan ever work? When the rest of the British Army finally showed up and liberated Colonel Bob, people danced in the streets of London. The formerly unknown soldier was then promoted to Major General, later honored by the Queen. And for years throughout England and even the world, his name became synonymous with the word hero. And what did Colonel Bob, Colonel Robert Baden-Powell, do with his arguably ill-gotten fame? Well, he used himself as the ultimate example of honesty and courage, and he founded the Boy Scouts. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, Mom, did you hear? Little Bridges is having a sale.
That's right. Little Britches, located in the new Holiday Square, is having a sale, and it's just for kids. 20% off on selected shorts and tops. Special on Health Tech shirts, 3-month to 24-month, only $3.98. Dijon, J.G. Hook, Ocean Pacific, and E.J. Gaetano, all at wholesale prices to the public. Little Britches, open 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday and Saturdays. Fridays open till 9. Come see us in the Holiday Square, next to the Holiday Inn.
Little Britches understands kids.
You need a break. You need to get away for a while. You need to relieve some stress. Here's the answer. The St. George Travel Center is now offering special packages to Cancun, Hawaii, Rarotonga, and Disney World. They're sending people on cruises and to other places to have fun. You should join them. You deserve it. Relieve some stress. The St. George Travel Center, 468 West, 145 North. Call 628-4885. At the St. George Travel Center, their business is relaxation.
Hey, I'm coming to take the title away. He's not going to give it to me. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. You hear me? I'm taking it.
I say, if one's a purist like myself, one really must make haste to the Boulevard Home Furnishing Site and Sound Sale, mustn't one? I mean, egads, there are just extraordinary savings on brands like Hitachi and all of the Boulevard's marvelous electronics. I purchased this enormous Hitachi big screen to enjoy the subtle nuances of my favorite opera, which just happens to be on in a few minutes. I say, Rofa, pass me that remote control. Well, I suppose we could wait until after American Gladiators. The Boulevard. I say, if one's going to make it to the Boulevard Home Furnishing Site and Sound Sale, one must get a move on, mustn't one? After all, the incredible savings on all those electronics will end this Saturday. Now, I've been a good sport and let Rover watch my new Hitachi UltraVision big screen, but I'm afraid it's back to the doghouse, old boy. Egad, I believe he swallowed the remote control and it's stuck on the Rin Tin Tin channel. The boulevard.
Og, what are you doing?
Og write things on stone. He no want to forget, Thag.
Wouldn't it be easier to get a computer from the Boulevard Home Furnishings?
Computer?
Why, yes, my good man. The Boulevard has a computer specialist who can show you their full line of IBM-compatible computers. They're perfect for word processing, financial records, genealogy, budgeting, education, and more. Now what are you doing?
Me taking notes. How you spell IBM?
You're such a Neanderthal, Og.
Enter the computer age at the Boulevard Home Furnishings in St. George.
Og, I thought you got a computer from the Boulevard Home Furnishings.
Og, do, but Grok, Sabretooth Tiger, take it away, Thag.
That's too bad, Og. With a free software, delivery, and setup, unlimited technical support, and those low, low prices, your cave would have been the envy of the clan. And when you put it on the Boulevard card, almost anyone can afford a computer from the Boulevard. By the way, what would Grok the Sabretooth Tiger want with a computer anyway?
Him do taxes, called H&R Grok.
Pretty smart cat.
Enter the computer age at the Boulevard Home Furnishings in St. George.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good times.
The activities that St. George has to offer and the fact that you can walk down the street at night really attracted me to the area.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good living.
The lifestyle at the Vintage was why I purchased here. I looked all over southern Utah, and it was just what I wanted at a price I could afford.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good taste.
My home is tastefully decorated with a wonderful, well-maintained yard. Absolutely the best townhome development in southern Utah.
Pick up a preview magazine and call Bloomington Realty for your exclusive showing of the Vintage, Bloomington's best address, because you've earned it.
This is truly Bloomington's best address. I couldn't think of living anywhere else.
Call 673-0059 for your appointment. The Vintage, offered by Bloomington Realty. Some folks are naturally attracted to good times.
Frank and I have lived here at the Vintage for about a year. We love the golf, the arts, and all St. George has to offer.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good living.
The lifestyle at the Vintage was why we purchased here. We looked all over Arizona, Nevada, and southern Utah, and it was just what we wanted.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good taste.
Our home has absolutely no shortcuts. It is undoubtedly the highest quality townhome project in southern Utah, and we have seen them all.
Pick up a preview magazine and call Bloomington Realty for your exclusive showing of the Vintage, Bloomington's best address, because you've earned it.
We love the Vintage. We couldn't think of living anywhere else.
Call 673-0059 for your appointment. The Vintage, offered by Bloomington Realty.
Now you're a single parent. Tell me how you build a relationship with your children. Take your time.
I've been the head of my family for a long time, and I've had to make all the decisions and be strong for everybody. And it's not always easy to be strong for everybody, and I do have things that I can't work out sometimes, and I was afraid to tell my kids because I was afraid that then they would lose confidence in me and the whole family structure would fall apart. And then one day I really needed somebody to talk to, and my son was there, and I told him about this problem I was having, and he was so happy. And he said, "Gee, Mom, I'm really glad you told me that, because I think we can work it out together." And you know, ever since then, we've had the most fantastic communication, and we're really good friends.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So when your son was bringing home bad grades, what did you do to keep a real strong relationship?
I decided just to pick out the grades that were good, not mention the others. From then on, we became friends. Your son or your daughter is going to be an adult a lot longer than ever going to be a kid. And the most important thing you can do for that child is be his friend the rest of his life.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
How do you become friends with your family?
I'm just learning how, as strange as that sounds, how to be friends with my brothers and sisters, and I don't have a chance to be friends with my dad because he's gone, but I'm learning to break through whatever it is you have to break through to be people with the family.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tell me how you knew your parents really loved you. Take your time.
There was love there, but in terms of speaking that, we weren't always very close. My parents would always tell me, my mother in particular, how I should, you know, do this and live my life. And I would listen and take in what I thought was good, but mostly I would say that it's my life and I'll do it the way I want to. Either I would say that to her or I wouldn't say it to her and go ahead and do it anyway. Right? As I grew older, I started realizing that some of the mistakes that I made, she had tried to warn me against. And some of the things that I think I'm very proud of in my life, she had steered me to. And I realized that she really was my friend, that she wanted the best for me.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You and your dad have a wonderful relationship. Tell me, how did that happen?
One time I went to him because my teacher had said something bad to me. I don't even remember. I guess it wasn't very important. I was crying, and he looked at me, and he just made me talk. And you know, my father, the one thing he never did was he never told me what to do. He just kept me talking to him until somewhere deep inside I knew, and the answer came to me. And that's when I knew that there's more to life than father, mother, son, brother, sister, all those labels that we seem to put on ourselves. What really matters is that we love each other and that we trust each other and we talk to one another as friends.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Why do you think you and your mom have such a good relationship now?
We went to see a movie together. And there's no place where we're more equal than when we're laughing together. And we hang on to each other, and did you see that? And we come out completely exhilarated and renewed. And I never feel closer than when we catch everything together.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
How did you and your dad get such a great relationship? Take your time.
The earliest thing I remember is my dad is an accountant. He was a CPA. And he used to have one account. It was a Chinese restaurant account. And he would never take me with him during the week because I had school and you know, he had work to do. But lots of times he'd save the Chinese food account and he'd go in on Saturday afternoons just so that I could go with him. And what was great is while he'd sit there and he'd do the taxes and everything like that, all the chefs, even though they didn't speak English, they would take me in the back room and I'd get to watch them chop up all the Chinese food and they'd always feed me. And I just remember how much I loved my dad for always taking me with him. It was only once a month or so, but when I was a little boy, I can remember and thinking how special my dad was because he'd always take me. And to this day, I love Chinese food.
How do you build a relationship? Take your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I'm Harry Reasoner, ABC News New York, with the Reasoner Report for American Information Radio. I'll talk about a long-shot survey in just a moment.
It's put together to stay together to keep on safe for you. Stop and say, stop and say.
First, I want a truck. Then I want something in the way of a second car.
Sounds like you want to look at a Datsun Little Hustler pickup. It's one tough truck, but it also makes an ideal second car for little things like running to the store, running the kids to school. only Datsun offers you a choice of standard size bed, long bed, or Datsun's exciting new King Cab. The first big cab on a small pickup. Datsun, America's number one selling small pickup.
Put together to stay together to keep on saving for you. Datsun Save. Datsun Save.
No matter where you travel around the country, there's a friendly Datsun dealer nearby.
The Associated Press leaked an interesting bit of news about a week ago when it revealed the results of a study conducted by the National Gambling Commission. The aim of the study was apparently to confirm or overturn the conventional wisdom that Nevada residents are aloof to the lures of the casinos all around them. The generally held supposition has been that Nevadans simply aren't all that interested in gambling because they live with it, see it all the time, and pretty quickly grow tired of it. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. Indeed, according to the National Gambling Commission study, more Nevadans gamble than do residents of other states. Not only do more of them gamble, but they gamble more frequently, and they gamble larger amounts. In fact, Nevada seems to have three times as many compulsive gamblers as the other states do. Anyway, now that the results of the study have been leaked, I guess I can proceed in good conscience with a little scoop of my own. As it happens, a copy of the questionnaire filled out by respondents in this survey found its way onto my desk a while back. I've been holding on to it till the right time, and this would certainly seem to be the right time. Here, then, are some of the questions that those eyeshade-wearing Nevadans answered, and pretty honestly, too, to judge by the results. You can answer them yourself as we go along if you'd like to know what your gambling quotient is. Here we go, then. Question number one. Circle the appropriate answer. What are the odds of your being a compulsive gambler? Even money, 2-1, 3-5, or sucker bet? Question number two. If you were crossing the street and suddenly noticed that a car was headed straight for you, would you A, stand pat, B, fold, C, ask for a hit? Question number three. Would you call Juan Carlos of Spain and Carl Gustav of Sweden two monarchs or a pair of kings? Answer yes or no. Does your baby need new shoes? Have you ever gone into a luncheonette for a cup of coffee and discovered yourself blowing on the sugar cubes instead of the coffee? Question number six. Have you ever asked for more chips in your sleep? And if you have you gotten them? Question number seven. If someone behind you were to shout out the single word draw, would you A, reach for your gun, or B, ask how many? Question number eight. The term four of a kind refers to A, the Marx Brothers, B, two identical pairs of shoes, C, quadruplets, D, the chance of a lifetime. Question number nine. If you saw a bluff, would you A, climb up for a good view of the surrounding countryside, or B, bet the limit? Question number 10. A pit boss's job is to A, change tires, or B, change decks. I'll be back with a closing note after this.
Helpful Hints, may I help you?
I don't know how to say this, but when we travel, public restrooms give me the willies.
They won't if you bring along Lysol spray.
Lysol spray?
Just spray surfaces with Lysol to kill germs others leave behind. Lysol spray disinfectant kills household germs on surfaces where they grow, including germs that cause odors.
Hang on, I'm packing my Lysol spray.
Remember, when you stop at a motel, Lysol spray kills athlete's foot fungus on shower floors.
I wish the Lysol can would fit in my purse.
The small size will.
Of course, those weren't really questions from the National Gambling Commission survey, which, by the way, was answered by 1,700 people. Actually, there would have been much more information to go on, but the commission flipped half the respondents double or nothing and lost their answers. I'm Harry Reasoner, ABC News, and this has been the Reasoner Report on American Information Radio.
First Ben Franklin Ace Hardware's Moonlight Madness Sale, Thursday. Back, Simba, back. From 7 to 11 p.m., hot dogs and cold drinks, Coke, Sprite, Tab, or Dr. Pepper, just 20 cents. Live music from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., and sales such as, well, everything in the store is 10% off during this sale. If the merchandise is sale priced, knock another 10% off. Great for bargain hunters. Hearst Ben Franklin's Moonlight Madness Sale, Thursday. See Hearst first. Thursday, from 7 to 11 p.m. It's the Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware Moonlight Madness Sale. Everything in the store is 10% off. if the merchandise or sale price, take another 10% off. Buys such as buy any 3 gallons of Ace Paints Gray as a nice color. Hearst will give you 1 gallon free. Music that some people say is live from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Hearst Ben Franklin's Moonlight Madness Sale Thursday. See Hearst first. You say you haven't heard of Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware's Moonlight Madness Sale? Listen, it's Thursday from 7 to 11 p.m. and Rocco wants you should attend. Everything in the store is 10% off. If it's sale price, knock another 10% off. Rocco says that's a good deal. I believe Rocco. Live music from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Bring your own instrument. In a violin case, if you know what I mean. Hearst Ben Franklin's Moonlight Madness Sale, Thursday from 7 to 11 p.m. See Hearst first.
Dracula's Hotel number 4.
Tonight at 8 p.m. at the Dixie College Student Union Building. The price is $2 a head, or bring the entire body.
Oh, Dixie College, early 673-4811 for discount tickets.
Proceeds go to the new Dixie Center. Let's meet at the Dracula Hotel. We can hang around together.
We were working the 8 o'clock shift out of St. George on a Monday. It was a rainy day in the city. We were an hour into the shift when my partner in the cleanup detail discovered something hidden in the corner of my grandmother's attic. It was an old portrait, mostly covered in dust. Upon further investigation, Ben said,
"Looks like your grandmother in a rocking chair."
"Yeah."
"What's in her arms? Looks like a baby."
"Yeah. That's me at 6 months old. See the dimple in the chin there?" Sure enough, it was me. But there was no frame on the picture. Ben said,
"Maybe we should take it to Randy Dunn at Lynn Clark's studio."
"What do you mean?"
"It's a case that points to an obvious frame."
We wrapped up the case by contacting Randy Dunn. And today that portrait is hanging in my grandmother's living room doing 1 to 20. If you've never been properly framed, go to Lynn Clark's studio, Mark 21 North Main.
The natives are restless. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington has a full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner, just $5.99. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. May I have this dance? At this joyous occasion, it pleases me to announce that the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington has a full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99. You may kiss the bride at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. When you get through playing Paul Bunyan, why not try the full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington? They also have chopped sirloin at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate the full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. All in favor say aye. By acclamation, the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington.
A full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Well, that's something to go into orbit over. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. A full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner, just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. About face! That's something to march over to, the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington has a full 6-course meal for just $5.99. A top sirloin steak dinner. Don't mind the bird, he can't count. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. In today's episode, the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington has offered a full 6-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99. That's the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Sir, ancient Chinese secret has been divulged. A full six-course top sirloin steak dinner, just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Come on, number one, son. Hear ye, hear ye. A full six-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. It's the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. The Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington has a full six-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99. Count 'em, folks, six, at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Dive into a full six-course top sirloin steak dinner at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington, just $5.99. Correction, Hideaway Steakhouse is not a dive. Tune up for a full six-course top sirloin steak dinner for just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Ah, they're playing our song at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. Tally-ho and all that, a full six-course top sirloin steak dinner, just $5.99 at the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington. That's the Hideaway Steakhouse in Washington.
By Lou Hames of Taco Time, fancy meeting you in Transylvania. Tell me about your supernatural taco.
Wait a minute. Stop the music. Hold the phones. It's not a supernatural taco. It's a natural super taco.
Okay, I'll stop talking like this. Tell me, Lou, about the natural super taco.
Well, it's full of natural ingredients like a whole wheat flour tortilla, delicious refried beans, taco meat, aged cheddar cheese, and real sour cream, and it's available right now at Taco Time.
Corner of St. George Boulevard in Taco Time.
Home of the big orange cactus.
Does that mean never swear? Yes, I am. Well, okay.
Great. Now, can you sing I Am a Child of God? For Cindy? Can you sing
Give? Oh, give, said the little...
Go ahead, just sing it like you were doing. Give,
said the little string. Give, oh, give. Does that mean never swear?
Okay, now that we have the attention of all you people that own a horse, we have some good news to share with you. This week, you can find great savings on tack and saddlery at Jolly's Ranchwear. Save up to 20% on a large selection of tack and riding equipment. Saddle blankets, spurs, saddles, curry combs and brushes, halters, even lead ropes. Now's the time to get your tack ready for the months of riding fun ahead. So see Jolly's Ranchwear for all your tack and saddlery to save 20% this week only at Jolly's Ranchwear. Whoa, Silver. My Turn on Earth by Carolyn Pearson and Lex de Acevedo is coming this Monday night to the Dixie High School Auditorium. Curtain time is 8 p.m. The show stars Belinda Jo Tomlinson, who just completed the California tour of My Turn on Earth, Sean Stewart, who played Mac in Saturday's Warrior, Niall B. Smith from the NBC Movie of the Week, Perilous Journey, Lynn Walker, who has appeared with Bob Hope and Lawrence Welk, and Catherine Whitehead, starting her fourth year at Robert Redford Sundance Theater. Admission is $6 for adults, $5 for children.
It is good to be
Ask about the family rates at R&K Bookstore in the city center. My Turn on Earth, Monday night at 8 o'clock at the Dixie High School Auditorium. On Monday morning at 9 o'clock, Doug McKnight will open the doors to the all-new... Doug McKnight's gift-giving and husband-pleasing company. Located on the grounds of McKnight's Sporting Goods.
As an introductory special, husband-pleasing gift suggestions and demonstrations will be given free for the first 1 year. Don't miss this opportunity to give your special someone a really special gift that will have him thinking of you every time he goes on one of his outdoor activities. The McKnight Gift Giving and Husband-Pleasing Suggestion Company has gift suggestions ranging from stocking stuffers to snowmobiles. And in order to commemorate this event, McKnight Sporting Goods will have special prices on the merchandise suggested. Remember, a shirt is fine, but there is probably something else he'd rather have.
George!
Ben!
Have I got a deal for you. One and two of-a-kind items at Hearst Ben Franklin.
Yeah, but why all the excitement?
It's the President's Day Sidewalk Sale, Friday, Saturday, and President's Day. Great deals!
For example?
One organ, regularly $39.95, now $9.95. And have we got specials on camping equipment?
Well, I'd prefer that Ben Franklin fireplace.
Only $129.95.
You know, I'd even take that slightly used Franklin fireplace.
$89.95. Great for Valley Forge, George.
Gee, you know, it pays to see Hearst first.
Hearst Ben Franklin is celebrating.
Celebrating what?
President's Day with sidewalk sale values Friday, Saturday, and President's Day. Tremendous rail splitting.
Split that rail.
Axe chopping.
Chop that axe.
Sale prices.
Which means?
Which means you've got to get with it, my Bostonian buddy.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Not talking penny ante. You'll save dollars.
At Hearst Ben Franklin.
During the President's Day sale, save 10 to 75%.
It's time to see Hearst first.
And now, another slice of life, brought to you by the Clothes Deli.
Hey, Pops, what a sell at the Clothes Deli.
Who's serving snails and chili?
No. I said the Clothes Deli is having a super sale on men's fashion clothes.
Who'd you say was smashing toes?
Pops, I said the Clothes Deli is having a big Father's Day sale. Braxton and South Pacific stretch jeans are only $10. Calvin and Jordache at $13. Dress pants are going for $10, and shirts and sweaters are only $5.
You say you're going to the South Pacific? That's part of the ocean, sonny. It's near Hawaii.
Bag it, Pops. Think I'll take Grandpa's Model T myself and check out all the specials at the Clothes Deli.
You say Mr. T is going to be kicking who where?
Hurry on over to the Clothes Deli in Ancestor Square for the best prices ever on men's designer fashions. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to say hello to Pops.
What do you mean, Swap, sonny? I thought this thing was a sale.
Help wanted at the Pizza Hut.
Help!
Yes, the Pizza Hut is looking for cooks and busboys. Full and part-time help. All hours are open. All you have to do is apply at the Pizza Hut, 471 East St. George Boulevard. Now remember, help is wanted at the Pizza Hut. Cooks and busboys, full or part-time. All hours are open. Apply at the Pizza Hut, 471 East St. George Boulevard. In Poison.
To borrow a phrase, the bubblegum cards have come to life for a young pitcher from St. George, Utah. Dixie High grad Bruce Hurst will be one of the 25 baseball players wearing a Boston Red Sox uniform when that Major League Baseball season opens for the Beantown team in Milwaukee. The Southpaw played 2 years with the Dixie College basketball team, reacted this way when informed by pitching coach Johnny Padres that the Major League roster for the Red Sox included the name Hurst.
Shoot, I thought about pitching in Fenway. I'm excited. This is a dream come true for me. And I've worked hard the last 4 years to reach this goal. And now, you know, it's a new plateau, so to speak, and new goals and new challenges. And I'm just excited that I, you know, finally achieved what I wanted to achieve. And it came in kind of a funny way. I was hurt. I get sent down. I kind of go through all the minor leagues. But I'm sure glad I went through what I did. And I'm just as excited as I could be.
Already the Red Sox rookie has discovered a difference at the major league level. Competitive attitude, for one, most intense.
Plus, they're a lot more, I guess, polished, the big league ball players are. I don't know if it's experience. They know how to play the game. They know how to play in front of people. They handle themselves so well. They make the game look so easy, but they're doing everything else a minor league does, only it just makes it look a lot easier.
Now, making the jump from AA minor league baseball to the majors is rarely accomplished by a young pitcher. Bruce, will you be in the Red Sox starting pitching rotation? Will you have that sort of ranking on the roster?
I think so. Pod hasn't said anything. Eckersley's arm's bothering him right now, so it kind of depends on that. There's a chance that I could pitch the home opener in Fenway this year, and that would be a real thrill. Everybody asks me, am I nervous? But shoot, why should I be nervous? I'm excited for that kind of a chance. That's a real challenge.
Hurst is coming off his best season in professional baseball after splitting last year between Winter Haven in the Florida State League and Bristol in the Eastern League. Larry Jewell reporting.
Tonight is it. The faculty of Dixie College face the jocks of KRDC in the March of Dimes benefit basketball game. Many prizes will be given away, including pizzas, whoppers, a $50 gift from R&K Bookstore, a $20 gift certificate from Snow's, and a big grand prize to some lucky winner at the end of the game. It's all tonight. You'll see your favorite faculty members going against your favorite KRDC air personalities, plus Larry Masco of KCLG and Larry Jewell of KDXU. It's a great night of family fun and entertainment, and only for a minimum donation of $1. The action is alive, and it all starts tonight at 7:30 in the Dixie College Gymnasium. The excitement is brewing for the March of Dimes benefit basketball game sponsored by Snow's, Burger King, R&K Bookstore, Pookie Luigi's, the Dixie College Bookstore, Pizza Factory, and KRDC FM.
Throughout the world, when Jewish families gather at the Passover Seder, there is an extra glass at the table. A special goblet reserved for this occasion and filled with Passover wine. No one may drink from it. It's Elijah's cup. It's a tradition. The bitter herbs are a tradition. The unleavened bread is a tradition. The wine is a tradition. Manischewitz wishes you a happy Passover. That too is a tradition. In reverence for this honor time, everything you set before your family and guests is special. The table is set with your fine silver and with the china that is saved for this holiday. And the wine is Manischewitz. I remember my first Passover Seder. I asked the four questions. I had my first sip of Manischewitz wine, and we sang Passover songs. This is Herschel Bernardi. Happy Passover.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
The Presidential Commission on Mental Health says 25% of all Americans suffer from some form of mental health. This is ABC News.
Ron Entz and Chris McMullen signed national letters of intent with Utah State University today. USU coach Rod Tuller termed the signings as key to the Aggie recruiting efforts.
There's no question about it. From the outset this year, we're looking for some quality junior college people to come in and bolster our program, and I think we've got two of the finest in the country.
Entz, an All-Region 1 forward selection for Dixie, pinpointed the reason for his choice.
The initial talk I had with Coach Tuller, he said he'd make Chris a guard, and I'd be playing small forward. And so my eyes lit up, and then I knew we'd both have a chance. I'd rather play with him on the same team than have him go to another school and play against him.
And for the All-Region Chris McMullen, the reason was?
Playing time. I didn't think I could have gone to BYU, and I just don't think they were interested in me to the point where they really thought I could play, you know. I think they kind of thought I was a local kid. They'd put in their program to make some people happy, but I think Utah State really think I can play up there, and I think I can play up there too.
Now, Dixie College coach Neil Roberts was excited about the signings also.
Their aspirations when they came here was to play at a major school here in Utah, and it's really nice that they have a chance to play together. That's even more important. They've got along well all year, and I'm really happy for them, and I'm sure that Utah State will be better off.
The Aggies are coming off the worst season in the history of this school, but McMullen senses an excitement for the program.
I do. When I was up there on my visit, they have a few kids back from missions and stuff, and I think they're going to be a surprising team to a lot of people.
And Ant echoes the feeling.
You bet. Sure. It'll be good. We're going to turn the program around from last year, and we'll have a good year.
Larry Jewell reporting.
Say, kids, it's time once again for Letters to Santa, brought to you by the ABC Shop in Kemp Corner Shopping Center. To have your letters aired, simply take them to the ABC Shop, and they'll be forwarded to Santa Claus at the North Pole. Now, by special telephone hookup, here's Santa Claus to read some letters from kids in the Washington County area.
Oh, 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 Santa's just sitting down reading the mail from all you nice kids in St. George, Utah. We have a letter here from Darcy Christian, and she is 8 years old. And she would like a Barbie dream house with a Barbie and the furniture to go with it. She would also like a Soul Perfect. And she would like to ask Santa a question. Oh, she wants to know if there's really such a thing as Frosty, and did he really come to life? Well, Darcy, I'm sure he did, because he's outside right now helping the elves test out the new sleighs from Santa's workshop. Our next letter comes from Jed Olson, and he wants an archery set for Christmas, and shaps, and a vest set, and a Hot Wheel City. And he says, please don't freeze to death. Well, Jed, Santa will wear an extra heavy furry coat this year. And thanks, Jed, for that Pepsi you left me last year. Our next letter comes from Tony Millen. And she's been real nice to her family this year. And she wants a doll, a high chair for the doll, and a baby buggy with a blanket, and her very own record player with some records. And she wants me to please bring 3 Rubik cubes so her and her brother and sister can each have one. I'm sure we can find some of those, and you'll all have a Merry Christmas.
This Friday and Saturday, the ABC Shop in the Kemp Corner Shopping Center is having a very special value on corduroy. Everything in the store that is made of corduroy will be reduced 20%. That's right, 20% off all corduroy merchandise in the ABC Shop this Friday and Saturday. This Friday evening from 6 until 9 p.m., the ABC Shop will have some very special prices on children's clothing. As a matter of fact, the Friday special is so special, the ABC Shop won't even let us announce it. You'll just have to stop in Friday from 6 until 9 p.m. and find out what it is at the ABC Shop.
We have a letter here from Derek Christian, and he says he's 9 years old, and he wants to know if Santa gets tired of riding on Christmas Eve. Santa never gets tired of making good children happy. He would like a bicycle and a Lone Ranger and Silver and a Tonto and Scout. Derek, I'll be sure you get some of these nice gifts we have. And I'll tell Rudolph that you're moving into your new house, so we'll be sure to find you. Our next letter comes from Raquel Olson, and it's addressed to my plump and jolly friend Santa Claus. Santa's extra plump this year. She would like a motorcycle, and she hopes I don't get caught in the fire and wishes Santa good luck. Don't keep that fireplace too hot. Santa would look really funny without his whiskers. Our next letter comes from the Jewel family, Tammy, April, and Skyler. Tammy, who's 6 years old, wants a strawberry shortcake and berry bake shop playset and storage. April, age 4, would like a cowgirl outfit and an orange blossom. And Skyler would like a ball and some fun toys to play with. We have plenty of fun toys to play with. And I know we'll bring some to your house. You've been really good kids helping your mom with the dishes and clothes and sweeping the floor. And my elves enjoy the songs you all sing. Ho, 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 ho.
Santa will be back Monday through Friday at the same time with more letters from children in the Washington County area. Letters to Santa is a service of the ABC Shop in Kemp Corner Shopping Center, a great place to do your Christmas shopping.
Happy Christmas to all and to all of you.
Hey, there goes one.
Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here.
We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. And someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, wiener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside, and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
It's the second
week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp.
Lamar University is the choice for Dixie guard Eddie Benson. The Newton, Utah native signed a letter of intent with the Beaumont, Texas school because it was the best school he visited. Plus,
I want to go play major college ball, and that's one of the reasons I picked there, too.
As far as educational goals, Benson would like to stay with athletics.
I'm going to go out in physical education. Someday maybe I'll be a coach or something, I hope.
The Skyview High School grad overcame a near-fatal auto accident just prior to fall practice to have an outstanding year. Dixie coach Neil Roberts termed Benson a courageous athlete.
One interesting thing about that recovery, he never complained. In fact, it was the opposite way, as he really thought he was ready to play a long time before he was. And a tremendous desire to get back to play. And then to have something like this happen, an excellent basketball school. Lamar has a great reputation. They're in the playoffs most of the time. I'm sure they're really going to be happy with him.
Lamar coach Pat Foster began a strong recruiting effort after seeing Benson play in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Well, that's true. We saw him in the national tournament, and we were really recruiting nationwide trying to find a point guard, someone to come in and run our ball club for us. And when we saw Eddie, we really felt like, after watching him two games, we really felt like that he was the type player and the type person that could come in and do that job for us, and we feel very strongly that he can.
Lamar is a member of the Southland Conference. Larry Jewell reporting.
My dad's real smart.
What makes you say that?
He just is. Isn't yours?
I guess so. So what are you going to give him for Father's Day?
Something to read.
You're not going to give him a tie?
Nah, ties don't make you smart. I'm going to give him a book.
Think he'd like that?
Well, sure. Wouldn't your dad?
I always get my dad ties.
Bet you my dad's smarter than yours. But I bet your dad looks real good.
The same attention to detail and authenticity that Louis L'Amour has written into more than 90 Western novels is found in his latest release from Bantam Books, Jubal Sackett, available now for Father's Day at Deseret Book. The saga of the family featured in 17 other popular Louis L'Amour books continues in Jubal Sackett, $16.95 at Deseret Book.
See you later. Good luck with the ties.
Deseret Book in the St. George Commercial Center.
Better than yesterday. So, two Americans among the best 8 cyclists in the world.
The day's Greco-Roman wrestling is underway in Anaheim. Steve McPartland is there.
This is the pitch, man.
And, of course, Steve is having a tough time there at Anaheim, the Big A, with Mickey Mouse and company. We'll try to get back to him in our next report. And field hockey today, West Germany over the USA, 4-0. In Major League Baseball, nothing going on at Dodger Stadium tonight, but it is Olympic baseball. Taiwan, with their many representatives from the Little League World Series, will take on the United States. I'm Fred Manfred in Los Angeles.